It's Monday, August 27th. Alberto Gonzalez is gone. The embattled attorney general resigns today, effective September 17th. Many Republicans are said to be relieved to see him go. President Bush says Gonzalez was hounded from office for political reasons. Immigrant rights groups launch a national day of action to end anti-immigrant repression and migrant deaths at the border. They'll mount 2 weeks of protests, strikes, and congressional lobbying. The third week of a nonviolent strike by detainees at Coalinga State Hospital. The men, detained under California's stringent sex offender laws, are demanding restoration of their civil rights. As many as 5,000 Northern California nurses could walk off their jobs at the end of the week. Their contract with Sutter Health expires Friday, and the union says negotiations are not going well. And President Bush praises a new political accord in Iraq to repair the fractured government of Nouri al-Maliki. But the deal does not convince the main Sunni bloc to return to the government posts they quit earlier this month. This is the KPFA Evening News with Anitra Gonzalez. I'm Mark Miracle. Sex offender detainees at Coalinga State Hospital are in the third week of a nonviolent strike seeking restoration of their civil rights. The men have served their prison sentences, but authorities have judged them likely to offend again, and they are being kept in preventive detention. The men say they're being treated the same as inmates still serving time. Wendell Harper reports.
More than 600 Department of Corrections prisoners, now civil detainees, point to what they say is a staff shakeup, a facility-wide shutdown, as evidence of their strike's effectiveness and the administration's desperation in containing the revolt. Representing the prisoners on the outside, friends, family of California detainees Director Alan Marshall, he says the former inmates effectively have shut down all sex offender treatment.
As it is now, sex offenders are an incredibly wide range group of individuals, some of whom doubtless are dangerous people. Unfortunately, I'm afraid almost all of them are being tarred with the same brush, and the term sexually violent predator has unfortunately come into some popularity in this country and has come to mean something quite different from what any reasonable person would expect sexually violent would mean. Factors such as the age of the victim, the number of the victims, and whether they're related or not, those are factors which they take into consideration in calling someone sexually violent. Not at all what we would typically think of violent. So they've sort of redefined terms, which I believe is a means to inflame public opinion. And I think that that has resulted in very draconian citizen-based demand for further punishment of sex offenders.
In the Coalinga State Hospital, the civil detainees have been on strike since August 6th, demanding the restoration of their civil rights, having previously served their entire sentences in prison. These former inmates insist that conditions under which they are being held are unconstitutional and inhumane and go far beyond the narrow constraints under which the laws were enacted.
Our number one issue is the assessment, assessments that they've never done on any of us. I've been here at this hospital for 11 months. I've never seen a psychiatrist. They've never done an evaluation to determine where I'm at or what I need for treatment or what's necessary for me to be released or any of that stuff. They don't have any staff here. They had 11 psychologists. They're now down to 8 psychologists because 3 just left. Of those 8 psychologists, only 4 of them are licensed. So they only have 4 licensed clinicians. They have 3 psychiatrists here at the hospital for about 700 people. And those psychiatrists have been brought in from India. The second thing is that we have the huge, huge deficit of doctors here, medical doctors.
Patient Representative Michael St. Martin, the U.S. Supreme Court, according to Martin and civil detainee Tom Watson, upheld the constitutionality of laws detaining sex offenders beyond their prison terms to protect society and treat offenders. But the court's order requires that further detention not have the effect of punishing offenders twice for the same offense. But the detainees have been told, according to the strikers, that they have no rights.
The patients have got just basically tired of the way they were being treated. The patients here are civil commitments, and they have been treating them like they were prisoners. So the patients went on strike.
During each year for the last generation, Prison Justice Day is observed in Canada, as prison rights advocates hold a one-day strike to honor and support inmates in that country. Brenda, a former prisoner who was not a sex offender but did endure the medical system in a Canadian prison.
Even though the Canadian government and the Corrections Service of Canada acknowledges that overrepresentation and has made legislation to deal with it through conditional sentencing and alternatives to incarceration, those numbers continue to increase. So today is 1974 when Eddie Nalon died in solitary confinement in Millhaven Prison. And Eddie was a lifer, and he had been on a working unit in the prison. He wanted to transfer to a non-working unit, and one of the guards had told him the only way to get his transfer was to sign a...
The Department of Corrections was not available for comment. The sex offender detainee system is nationwide, as in the state of New York. The National Association of Mental Health... As in the state of New York, the National Association of Mental Illness decries the housing of sexually violent former inmates without psychiatric diagnosis into mental health facilities for reasons of cost, capacity, safety, and stigma.
One of the major things that needs to be done is Dr. Mayberg needs to be removed as the director of the Department of Mental Health. He's been in control of the Department of Mental Health for over 20 years. He made a statement when they had the hearings about 2 years ago on the Justice Department findings that were scathing, and his response was, well, we noticed we had a problem about 12 years ago, and we've been working on it. Well, if anybody in a normal job knew that they had a problem 12 years ago and they continued to fail, none of them would be in their position for 12 years to be able to continue to fail. Dr. Mayberg has run a rein over an organization that is almost in total collapse. The medical treatment here is so substandard. The staff shortages in all of the hospitals are so far-reaching that people are just in danger for their lives the way that they're running this place.
Reporting for KPFA News, this is Wendell Harper.
Republican Senator Larry Craig of Idaho pleaded guilty this month to misdemeanor disorderly conduct after being arrested at the Minneapolis airport. A Hennepin County court docket showed Craig pleading guilty to the disorderly conduct charge August 8th, with the court dismissing a charge of gross misdemeanor interference to privacy. The court docket said Craig paid $575 in fines and fees. He was put on unsupervised probation for a year. A sentence of 10 days in the county workhouse was stayed. Roll Call, a Capitol Hill newspaper, which first reported the case, said on its website that Craig was arrested June 11th by a plainclothes officer investigating complaints of lewd conduct in a men's restroom at the airport. Craig said in a statement issued by his office that he was not involved in any inappropriate conduct. He said, at the time of this incident, I complained to the police that they were misconstruing my actions. He said, I should have had the advice of counsel in resolving this matter. In hindsight, I should not have pled guilty. I was trying to handle this matter myself quickly and expeditiously. Craig is married and in his third term in the Senate, he is up for re-election next year. He has been one of Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney's top Senate supporters, serving as a Senate liaison for the campaign since February. As word spread of Craig's guilty plea, a Romney campaign spokesperson said Craig has stepped down from his role with the campaign. Minneapolis Airport Police declined to provide a copy of the arrest report, but Roll Call, citing the report, said Sergeant Dave Carnesia made the arrest after an encounter in which he was seated in a stall next to a stall occupied by Craig. Carnesia described Craig tapping his foot, which Carnesia said he recognized as a signal used by persons wishing to engage in lewd conduct. Roll Call quoted the August 8th police report as saying that Craig had handed the arresting officer a business card that identified him as a member of the Senate. What do you think about that? Craig is alleged to have said. Last fall, Craig called allegations from a gay rights activist that he's had homosexual relationships completely ridiculous. Mike Rogers, who bills himself as a gay activist blogger, published the allegations on his website, www.blogactive.com, in October of 2006.